Hello, everybody. Welcome to Amazing You. I am your host. My name is Dr. Rani Thanakodi. I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist using rapid transformational therapy method. I am a Mars-Venus life and relationship coach, breathwork coach, compassion practitioner, chakra practitioner, astrologer, and tarot reader. And I am also an international inspirational speaker. And today I am really excited to introduce you to this amazing, this extraordinary lady whose name is Amber Satterfield. Amber is not just a functional medicine consultant, but also a beacon of hope for many. She is a published author and the driving force behind the feel-good nourishment. And she is an expert specializing in gut health and autoimmune diseases. Amber's credentials are impressive, but what really sets her apart is her personal journey. And having battled successfully and reversed not one, but three autoimmune diseases, diabetes, and even cancer in her own body, Amber's story is a testament to the boundless resilience of the human spirit and the potential of functional medicine. So Amber's mission now is to help others to find the same healing and achieve optimal health. So let everybody, I invite you all to join me to welcome Amber to Amazing You. So welcome, Amber, to Amazing You.
Oh, thank you so much, Ronnie. Thank you for having me.
It is a great pleasure to have you, and I appreciate you taking the time to share your story and how you have reversed all these three autoimmune diseases. So let's dive in into the first question, Amber, is would you please tell us briefly about your story, Amber?
Yeah, so my story started around 1998, 1999. During my teenage years, I started kind of dealing with what would be considered normal symptoms. As a teenager, I was having, mood swings, depression, anxiety, things like that. And I was having a lot of gut issues that started with more on the constipation end. And so I started seeing doctors, with a pill here or there, symptoms were being managed, we'll say. And, but over the course of the years, those symptoms continued to escalate and get worse. And so I ended up having extreme constipation, debilitating headaches, kidney stones, extreme depression. And then I ended up going through a phase where I gained almost 100 pounds in 8 months. And all the doctors were kind of, I was maybe too complex for them. No one ever knew what was going on. All my labs seemed to look fine. And, I would go to the emergency rooms and no one ever had an answer. And so, finally about 7 years later, when I was 22, I ended up, having part of my small intestines close up and burst in my body. And so I had to have emergency surgery and was then diagnosed with Crohn's disease. So that was my very first disease diagnosis. Mm. And after that, I had been kind of told that, make these small adjustments with my diet. I started seeing a homeopathic doctor and she had helped me, get past the surgery and really feel a lot better in my body. But there was still the gradual worsening. And so about 6 years later, I ended up getting diagnosed with all the other autoimmune with the diabetes and with the cancer. So I was about 28 when that happened. Okay. And again, I kind of went through that doctor story and was never really getting any answers. And I ended up finding a functional medicine practitioner back in 2015. And that changed my life. She went through and put me on protocols and helped me actually heal my body from the inside out and get rid of the things that were actually causing me to have all of these symptoms and these disease dynamics. And so, yeah, so ever since 2015, I've been medicine free. I was able to lose, you know, the majority of that weight. And yeah, I've haven't had any more symptoms since then. So it's been an incredible journey.
It is indeed an incredible journey. Yes. Mm-hmm. And would you be, and thank you for sharing that, because it is really remarkable how the body, when we listen to it, can heal itself. It has the power to heal. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. It really does. Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you can clarify, what do you mean by functional medicine?
Yeah. So functional medicine, it kind of goes off of, people like to think of it as a newer science or a newer medicine, but in the foundation of functional medicine, it's more along the lines of the oldest medicine out there. You know, I mean, you're looking for, the root cause of what's going on in the body and working to actually balance the body. And so there's multiple ways of looking at this. One is making sure that, you know, your nutrition is on point and that you're eating foods that are actually nourishing your body and not damaging and causing disease on the body. Mm-hmm. You know, making sure that you are steering clear of toxins. You know, our world is full of toxins these days. Yeah. And so, you know, our body is actually meant to tolerate some toxins, but a lot of us by choice through food choices, through, you know, the chemicals that we put on our body, you know, there's so many sources I could go on. But just making sure to, you know, look at where we're getting our toxins from. And if it is something that we can't avoid, how can we support the body to where the body is actually doing its job to detox them out? You know, stress is a big one. I think a lot of us these days, we are just high stress. I know I'm a type A, so I stress a lot. And so managing your stress is very important on the body, especially on just the cellular health, let alone hormonal health, gut health, things like that. And so, you know, to find the root cause and working as a functional medicine practitioner now, you know, I work with my clients to really dig in to who they are, the choices that they're making, all, you know, all of these different aspects, you know, maybe even ordering comprehensive labs. And when we look at labs, the difference between the way we look at labs and conventional medicine looks is we look more for where would the lab range be to be optimal health? Because if you are just looking at the average, then you're just as sick as the average people. And that's not what our goal is. Our goal is to have you know, experience optimal health in the body.
Yeah. Wow, that is great. That is so, so good, because we need to be at our optimal health, not just being on an average level and just feel okay. We need to feel alive. We need to feel energized. We need to feel, yes, life belongs to us. Yes, we are here for a great purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful. Life belongs to us. Yeah, I agree.
Yes. We've been told that we've always been controlled by society, by everything around us, but it's only when we are alive in our body that we can take the lead of our own life and live our life the way we want to live it. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Amber, for sharing that. I think it will clarify to a lot of people what the term functional medicine is about. And can you tell us now what inspired you to start your own business? Because you told me that it was not something you were doing before. So tell us, how did you get into that new journey of being an entrepreneur?
Yeah. And it's a scary one. No one ever told me what entrepreneurship really was about when I started this journey. I know that when I had been diagnosed with Crohn's, you know, I was going to college to be an engineer, and I did that for about a little over a decade. But I kept having these almost these callings, these urges to do something of value to, you know, so I kept finding that I was being brought opportunities for me to grow and for me to expand and for me to heal. And in those transformations in my own body, I started to realize how rare those were. And I remember from 20 years of really suffering with my body, mm-hmm. I just said, I can't stand by and let this continue on. You know, I feel like I have to do something about this. And so, yeah. So from that passion, I, you know, again, kind of back to that type A, I said, I'm doing this. And so it took me a little time to be brave enough to start my own business and to go back to school and all those things. But I studied nutrition for a while, and I dabbled in courses in gut health, you know, at Stanford and things like that. But then I dove in head first into functional medicine, and I just started swimming in it. I loved it so much. And so then my business was born, because I said, I have to do this. I don't have another choice. My biggest driver is I know how lonely it was for me, and how, you know, not having the answers and not having anyone listen to you, or people telling you, you know, that it's all in your head, or waiting months on end to get a visit with a doctor who spends 10, 15 minutes with you. I was like, I can't sit around and watch people suffer. And so if they do actually want to get help like I did, then, you know, I want to be available. I want to be able to help people. So, you know, and now it's just, you know, I've been doing it for years now, and I'm honored to be able to do this work, because I see so many transformations, and it's really incredible. Like you said in the beginning, how amazing the body is when we really pull out those things that aren't serving us and allow, you know, our bodies to naturally heal itself.
Mm, yeah. Thank you, Amber. Mm-hmm. And what has been for you, Amber, the greatest challenge in your life? And how did you overcome it? And what has this taught you? What lesson have this taught you?
I think definitely my health journey. And definitely my health journey was definitely pivotal for me. Mm-hmm. And actually the healing journey, you know, as much as I I don't want people to think that when you show up and do functional medicine, you know, the even though you get a massive transformation, and I can help guide that, you have to do the work yourself. You know, there is no pill that's going to help you heal your body. And I think for me, my healing journey took about a year. Because I was very, very sick. I've seen people much more committed than I was, do it a lot faster. But for me, it was about a year. And because I didn't have any really guidance, I didn't have anyone helping me with nutrition. I didn't have anybody, you know, helping me with stress management. All of those were kind of my own journey that I started pulling in, as I was going along. And so that's the biggest thing that it's taught me, is awareness of my body. It started bringing me into a lot of energy work and realizing that our bodies are actually made of energy, and learning how to listen to my body. That was a big one, because I had felt so disconnected to my body for so long, because it was just always in pain. So many things.
Yes, because when we experience whether a big or small trauma, it stays in the body, in the cells.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then if we don't address it, small issues in the body become bigger, bigger, just to attract our attention that they want us to address it. That's why the body is experiencing the symptoms. So, yes, I completely can relate to what you are saying, Amber. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I know for my family, we do not get the fruits and vegetables we need because we are so busy and we are constantly trying to do what's convenient and easy. And so that's where Juice Plus has really come in and helped our family.
It's a great way to get more fruits and vegetables, and you could look at it as a healthy fast food option. Now we have our complete smoothie that takes maybe 5 minutes to make in the morning.
And it's nutrition on the go, and now we have the bars, which is even better.
And the Tower Garden, where I can eat my fruits and vegetables off my patio. Fresh.
I use everything that belongs to Juice Plus. I love the trio, the orchard, garden, and vineyard capsules, because that's my insurance policy.
I have 2 smoothies every single day, and to the smoothies I add my trio blend of vineyard and garden and orchard.
I use gummies for a healthy snack, and I have a Tower Garden so I can grow good health on my deck as well.
Whether you love Juice Plus, whether you love Tower Gardens, whether you love the Complete, you have something for everybody. It doesn't matter if you're 18 or if you're 99.
Your body knows good stuff. Juice Plus surpasses that.
It goes beyond just the capsules or beyond the chewables. It goes beyond Complete. It really has to do with what kind of food are you eating and
discovering what does health mean to me.
The Juice Plus products are just a doorway to people creating a healthier lifestyle
and making it easy for people to get on the road to healthier living.
And who has been for you, Amber, the most influential person in your life?
That's a great question. I have so many. I feel like as we go through life, there's always a teacher that comes around. I firmly believe that in each stage of our life, there's always going to be a new teacher and a new person, whether it's somebody you date, whether it's a parent, whether it's a sibling or a best friend or just a teacher. I always feel like there's a learning that is meant to take place when we come into contact with these people. And mine may sound a little not ironic, but just maybe ironic. We'll use the word ironic. So I'll speak to my most influential person as of late. So my most recent. So back in 2020, that was a very rough year for me. I had lost my dad, and I had lost my 14-year-old dog, and I had lost my home because of the death. I ended up having to move. And I had lost my job, and there was a lot of losses that happened when COVID hit, which I know so many people out there relate to this. And my saving grace was 2 months after my dad had passed away. You know, it was very sudden. It was in an accident, and it was shocking. Like, he was my best friend, and it was just, it destroyed me. And I found Tony Robbins.
Okay.
And I did an event. He did his very first virtual event, and it changed my life. It was the first time, I think, since I can remember, where I have ever felt alive. And that's why I'm bringing him up, because I'm kind of tying into the feeling alive, because it woke me up in a way, woke my soul up in a way that I can't even describe. And so since then, I have had the bravery, the courage, the strength, the love for what I do, that it's allowed me to get out and serve and start my business and start writing a book and start all these things that I don't know if I ever would have done if it wasn't for that. Yeah.
Yes, I can understand what you are saying, because I attended his first online event during the pandemic. It was the first one. Maybe that's where I saw you, because your face do look familiar to me. And I found his event was so uplifting at that time. His event is always uplifting. His events are uplifting. But at that time, I really enjoyed the energy he put in that and how it helped us to create that aliveness, that energy in our body. Yes. And it's so life-changing to attend any kind of great events like that. It is life-changing. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that is great. Thank you. Thank you. It is really, every event we attend, it really makes a difference because it's us investing time in ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. And really pushing ourselves to be alive. Like I, you know, there's so much more of us, you know, there's a saying and I can't remember it, so I'm probably going to butcher it right now, but it's, you know, the saying kind of goes, we're not afraid of our darkness. We're more afraid of our light and the power that we actually have as human beings. And it's, you know, and it's in those moments when you're in those events deep in it, that you feel this aliveness that it's hard to explain.
Yes. Yeah. I really love what you just said, that we are so scared of our lightness. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because people are so scared to do the work. I don't know what they are scared of, to finding the light, because when you find the light, it's joy, it's light. You feel alive. But so many people are so scared to find that light within them, because the light is there, but it's just been covered by some dirt and some layers of conditioning, you know. It's like it is our responsibility to peel those layers so that we can shine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, thank you, Amber, for that sharing. And I know you've just shared a quote, a beautiful quote, but I'm going to ask you one quote that has helped you to cope in challenging times. Would you share that with us?
Yeah. So as you can imagine with my health journey, I've had a lot of challenges, but life itself has been, has come with its own other challenges outside of that. And one that I have always gone back to is, it was written by, or said, I guess, by Albert Einstein. And he says, in the middle of every difficulty lies opportunity. And it is in those moments that I've started to kind of change my mindset, because I used to, when I was younger, I used to have a very victimized mindset. You know, how, you know, why is life happening to me? Why is this happening to me? Why does my body hate me? You know, those were the kind of thoughts that would always go through my head. And as I've started to grow and as I've started to heal and as I've started to, you know, really look at things in a different way, one of the biggest things that started to come up was, how can I start looking at all this stuff that's happening as a gift? And even Tony Robbins says, life isn't happening to you, it's happening for you. We can dig even on a follow up on a Tony thing, but I've really started to look at, you know, how if it wasn't for some of the hard times I've been through, I wouldn't be as strong as a woman as I am today. And I wouldn't be, you know, having the honor of serving the way that I do now.
That is so true. That is so, so correct. And following that, despite all the challenges you have been going through your life, what would you say today, Amber, to encourage people who are facing some really tough times? What would you like to tell them?
Oh, you know, I think it's more of reminding people that no matter what you're going through, you are innately strong and resilient. Mm-hmm. That even though life can throw challenges, it will throw challenges.
Yes.
Remembering that these challenges are opportunities, and you know, and these are the moments that shape us, that help us grow. And the fact that you've survived everything that you've already been through. I mean, that should be an accomplishment in itself, and to celebrate that.
Yes, I really like that. Thank you so much. Yes, it's about celebrating all what we have accomplished, all what we have gone through up to now. Yes, because we take ourselves for granted. We don't celebrate ourselves, and we
never.
We blame ourselves, we criticize ourselves, but we rarely celebrate who we are each day. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's a great reminder to everybody. Remember to celebrate yourself and to praise yourself each day for everything you've accomplished, for every day that you have gone through, because It's brave. You are all brave. We are all brave to be here at this time.
Definitely.
At this time in life. It is a very challenging times, but we are very brave to have been born and to experience all the things we are experiencing. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Amber, for all the sharing. And I know you have a book coming. Would you like to tell us a bit more about that? I know it is coming soon. So would you like to share a bit about that tonight?
Sure. Yeah. So I've just printed the first draft. So it is completed. So it's been about 3 years in the works. So it's, as of right now, I'll say the name as of right now. I'm working on maybe tweaking it a little bit, but right now it's called Thriving with Autoimmune Diseases. And it talks about my journey kind of from start to finish, of how I got, you know, because in functional medicine, we look so much at root causes. I make sure to really highlight not only my journey with the disease itself, but also what in my life and choices in my life, you know, now that I don't play victim anymore and I see where choices of mine had led me to that point as well, and other things. But the whole picture, you know, of from start to finish of what got me there, you know, what I was going through when I was sick, so people can maybe relate to that. And then also my personal healing journey. I know it looks different for everyone. And I, you know, especially doing this now, protocols and, you know, little things like that can definitely differ between person to person. But what I wanted to share was my story, like my legitimate story, my true story, to hopefully inspire people, to let them know that they're not alone, to let them know that there is hope. Because I know one of the biggest things that I hear so much in the autoimmune community, and it breaks my heart, is that they're told by doctor after doctor that this is incurable. You're going to be stuck with this forever. Take these medications for the rest of your life. And some of these girls are, you know, teenagers in their 20s going, wait, what? Like for the next 60 years, I have to just be medicated and I have to suffer like this for the rest of my life. And I want my story to be a testament to no to that. Like, no, like you may have the genetic predisposition for having a certain disease, yeah, but that doesn't mean you have to suffer. That does not mean that you cannot go through life and thrive, you know? And so that's, yeah, I'm really proud of this book. It's very vulnerable. It's very, but, and that's, I think, why I've waited so long to put it out, sharing my story, because it shines not so great light on me in times. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of what I've been through and now to share it.
It is absolutely true. You have to be proud of yourself and proud of your book. And I'm really, really excited for you to have your book published, and you can come and tell us in a few months' time about your book and show us your book. That would be really, really nice. And link to books, to the books we are talking about, to your book. So what book for you, Amber, or books have impacted you the most, and why?
Oh, so many. I read a lot. I read a lot of self-development books, just because I always believe that you can always grow and you can always be better. And plus they're uplifting. They're, you know, positive. The biggest one I would have to say was Daring Greatly by Brené Brown. She's almost kind of like a superhero to me. I'm not sure if you know much about Brené, but
you talk about a lot of vulnerability and yes.
Yeah. Yes. And getting out and daring greatly. And she is very, you know, one of the things I admire most about her is she is unshakable when it comes to her vulnerability. And she shares openly with her own struggles and her stories. And I think we should all be that way. I think we should all strip away those, that armor and those fears. And I think that we would have a lot more connections, if we were all to kind of open our heart and love each other more. So that was probably one of my biggest books for me personally.
Wow. I really can relate what you just said, because I just saw a quote earlier today that said that it's something about the fears in relation to what Amber just talked about the fears that we have that keep us from being who we are. And this is a quote from Bob Proctor, who says that life begins where fear ends.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That we start to feel alive when we let go of the fears. We can be ourselves, you know? When we are able to become ourselves, we are not scared of what people will say, what people will think, and we can just be vulnerable, like you said, and be open to share and be who we are. Yes, thank you so much, Amber. And lastly, before we finish, I want you to tell us about Feel Good Nourishment, first of all, your website. Tell us what you do, about your business, everything that you do, and how can people reach out to you, Amber?
Yes. Thank you, Ronnie. I have a full service functional medicine practice. We specialize in gut health and autoimmune and chronic illness. They all kind of stem from the same things. Mm-hmm. So we help people basically go from that suffering state, feeling lost, feeling alone, and help them, you know, have a renewed health and vitality in their body by doing it naturally. Again, there's no pill for the ill, is what we say. But we do help you step by step, kind of pulling those layers of what is really to uncover and how to get your best and most optimal health in your body, no matter what your genetics are, you know, what your genetics are trying to say anyway. So we are completely telehealth. And so we have clients all over the world. So not just I'm in New York City, but I have clients in the UK, South Africa, Australia, Denmark, I mean, all the places. So we're able to help people all over the world. And people can find me through social media, Instagram, Facebook, under Feel Good Nourishment, or my website, www.feelgoodnourishment.com. Like you said, my book is to release by the end of the year, hopefully. So
wow, thank you so much, Amber. It's been wonderful having you on the podcast and the YouTube channel. Thank you for taking your time to share about your story, your journey, and all that you do and your books. And I would like to wish you a lot of success ahead. We'll stay in touch, and I will keep following all the great things that you do. And it's very exciting of what lies ahead for you, because it's a new journey, a new beginning, and a new you every day. So thank you so much, Amber. Thank you to the audience. So I'll let, please feel free to share a few words if you want.
Yeah. Oh no, just thank you. I really appreciate being here. I loved getting to know you and meet you, and I'm honored to share some insight with your community. Hopefully it can help even just one person know that there's hope. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. The more we share, the more lives we can touch and inspire people. So thank you, Amber. And thank you to the audience for watching, sharing, subscribing, and we look forward to another guest on the podcast and YouTube channel very soon. And a big thank you to Amber today, and take care, everyone. Bye. Bye-bye.